Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Sunbury Motors, North 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
All right, 6 months down and six to go. Welcome into July, Monday the 2nd, Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070, WKOK, WKOK.com, SteveJonesShow.com. Sean Carey here, and we are live in the Sunbury Motors Studio, Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. If you miss any of our shows live, you can subscribe to the Steve Jones Show podcast, and when you do, the shows will automatically drop to your smartphone and tablet. So on either iTunes, Apple Podcast app, Google Play, search Steve Jones Show. And we always have 3 months of shows archived at SteveJonesShow.com. We're on Facebook, give us a like. We're on Twitter. If you're on Twitter, give us a follow. Twitter handle at SteveJonesPSU. We tweet out links to the podcast and breaking news as it happens. It happened quite a bit over the weekend, and specifically last night with the seismic shift in the NBA. After 4 years of LeBron in Cleveland, he has gone to L.A., $154 million max deal, 4 years, option for a fifth.
Obviously did not take a vow of poverty. And look, this has been the standard operating procedure for Los Angeles, okay, for the Lakers. And if you have any semblance of history, this is what they do. They went out and they acquired Wilt Chamberlain. You already had Jerry West. You already had Elgin Baylor. So they acquired Wilt Chamberlain. They acquired Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. They acquired Shaq. In a roundabout way, they also acquired Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant was actually drafted on draft night by the Hornets, and then in a draft night deal was sent to the Lakers. Okay, so I mean, this is the way they've always done business. This is the MO of the Lakers, has been for a while, and it's worked. Now the question is, who do you can get to go with them? And we'll talk about that a little bit later in the show. Let's get to one of the more intriguing stories that we're going to sprinkle in here and talk about as the week goes. And that is the Big Ten sending to the NCAA the idea that for football, and maybe for basketball, but for football at minimum, that they put out injury reports. Now, this is a proposal that the NCAA has tabled. Okay, they've tabled it because they want to put further study. But as you know, some coaches are very free with injury reports, and others are very tight-lipped with injury reports. Just depends on the coach and what they do and their way of doing business. That's fine. You also have to fight your way through HIPAA laws and Student Privacy Act. So that's a big one that is worthy of discussion on this show between us. And also, we're going to hear from Lift for Life, Trace McSorley, Tommy Stevens, Koa Farmer. I think those would be three pretty good entities to have on the show. today to talk about all that. And we're going to talk about the NBA as well with all the movement. Now, remember, when you hear Koa Farmer talk, his interview was done before LeBron signed. But he was very confident he was going to. The problem with Koa is that during the course of the interview, he mentions they're going to sign Paul George, too. No. Stay with Oklahoma City. But that's okay. I think it's just good we're going to have him on the show. Today's show, by the way, brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Purdy serving this valley for decades. Look, the customer comes first. And, you know, insurance is not just important, it's critical. It's critical. And you want to be with the best that's going to serve your needs, that puts you first. Well, that's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury, go to purdyinsurance.com. Look, they deal in every kind of insurance. Auto, home, life, business, suit, all sorts of insurance that you need. You heard that, didn't you?
Sure did.
They're
slick.
There are three people I know off the bat. Actually, four I know right off the bat that need suit insurance. You, me, Roger, Jamie. All right, so. Roger's like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, it can't hurt, man.
Now, LeBron overshadowed, obviously, everything over the weekend. Yeah, I understand why. But how about Andrew Knapp and how the Phillies have been playing? Knapp hits the home run to win it yesterday. Against Washington. Washington had, now I know it's July, but Washington had a lousy June. I mean, I'm talking about, you want to talk about June swoon? Washington, which looked like it was really hitting stride at the end of May, I was like, okay, they're going to be awfully hard to catch. Look how they're finally playing the way we thought they could play. No. Now, Washington is playing poorly, and the Phillies are taking advantage of it. So is Atlanta. And I know Velasquez goes on the DL, but I noticed the Phillies, though, got Pat Neshek back. That helps. That helps. And they've been playing some good baseball. Not awesome or incredible, but they're playing some good baseball at this stage. And, of course, you'll hear the Phillies right here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. But to their credit, they are fulfilling some critical expectations. A lot of people were hoping this would be the season. Well, you know what? They put themselves right in this deal.
Yeah, the Phillies are playing teams with a losing record in 20 of their next 23 games. That includes every game leading up before the All-Star break. And yes, Steve, you do bring up a great point about Washington. The record I caught for June, there's something like 5-17 for the month of June. So yeah, they needed to take advantage of that this past weekend when the opportunity was there. I mean, you throw out that 17-7 game, but other than that, very impressive.
Exactly. And that's exactly what they've been able to do. They took advantage when they had the opportunity, the team staring them right in the face, and they beat them. Well, that's what they needed to do. So when you look at what the Phillies have done, all right, now we've hit this. Okay, number one, let's give Gabe Kapler credit. You know, after a rocky start to get things going, the first weekend of the season, we're like, oh, look what he's doing. What the heck is, you know, what's all this analytics stuff and blah, 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 blah. Okay, now look at what he's doing. Hey, this is why I said, look, let's see on June 30th where he is. You know, I get very cautious about these things. This is a medium that has taken itself to instant reaction. And then, of course, later, I'd say 8 times out of 10 people have to retract it. I have always gone the opposite direction. Like, okay, look, let's see where things are on June 30th. Let's give him a 3-month work your way into the job and see how he is. Well, you know what? He's done fine. I mean, I don't agree with all the analytics. There's some I absolutely agree with, and some I'm like, not so sure. But he's done a good job with them. So where are they? The Phillies right now find themselves 3 games up on the Nationals and 3 back of the Braves. Not only that, Sean, they're playing outstanding home baseball. They're 28-16 at home. Pretty good. Won 6 of their last 10 games. So at one point they were 4 behind the Braves. They picked up 1. They're now 3 back. More importantly to me, I mean, I give the Braves credit. I still say the Phillies are better than the Braves. But the Braves also are scoring runs. I mean, the Braves are scoring runs. The Braves have a plus 82 differential on runs. They scored 413 runs. Nobody has scored more runs in the National League than the Braves have this year.
Yeah, they've been a truly pleasant surprise, not only in the National League, but all of Major League Baseball. And what's great about how the Phillies have been playing, you know, the big concern for quite a long time has been the bullpen. And they pitched, the bullpen that is, 7 or more innings in 3 consecutive games. The last time that happened was 1928.
Right. Well, as of today, and obviously it's not going to happen today, but they would be in the 1-game playoff against the Cubs. That's where the Phillies are. The Phillies right now would be, and they would be hosting too, by the way. They would not. It would be at Wrigley. So here you are on July the 2nd. Yankees and Red Sox separated by 8 percentage points. And they have the best records. And Tampa Bay is a game over 500. They're 13 games back. Now, we talk about the run differential. Listen to the run differential. Now, the Red Sox, Yankees, and Astros have been the 3 best teams, right? That's fair. Now, we just mentioned how the Braves' differential is a plus 82 runs. Okay. Let's go from bottom up. The Yankees' run differential is 111. The Red Sox' run differential is 119. And then get this one, Sean. The Astros' run differential is 170. How do they lose? The Astros are 5-5 in their last 10 games. How are they losing any games? And Seattle's right on their tail. Seattle's been really good. You have 4 teams in... you have no teams in the National League playing over 600. You have 4 teams in the American League playing over 600, including Seattle. Seattle's only a half game back. The Mariners are half game back of the Astros. Right now, your 1-game playoff would be in Fenway Park between the Red Sox and the Mariners. that's high stakes, my man. That's high stakes. Really good teams. Wow. That's something else.
Yeah, the situation the Phillies are in now. I mean, you ask every single Phillies fan mid to late February when they're cranking up training camp down in Florida. I mean, come on. That's got to be 100%. You take that every day twice on Sunday.
They're playing well. They just took care of Washington. They're 3 games back of the Braves. I know what the record says right now, but I'd rather take my chances trying to hunt down the Braves as a contender as opposed to trying to hunt down the Nationals. There's still something about Washington that's still scary about them.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC way? The SMC way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
All right, next half hour, we'll hear from quarterback Tommy Stevens and linebacker Koa Farmer.
Great to have you with us today here in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Well, great to have you on board with us today. LeBron James signing with the Lakers, but Paul George stayed with Oklahoma City. Now what happens with Kawhi Leonard? The group that is hurt in all of this in terms of the lack of moves, and sometimes you're not hurt by the lack of moves. I know you, the Sixers are looking for a star to latch on to. Now, Kawhi Leonard has one more year to go in his contract with San Antonio. Now, there's questions about whether he's going to play it out or not. But LeBron goes, you know, after how he loves challenges and blah, blah, blah. Look, he's going to live in Los Angeles. It's going to be 75 degrees in January as opposed to 75 below in Akron. And I think that does make a difference. You know, it's, and his son gets to, will get to go to a high school that, you know, with his talent will help him out. And he will also have the ability to latch onto a Southern California AAU team. Believe me, this is part of it. This is part of it. And look, when you've done what he's done, I don't usually talk about the right of somebody, whatever, but you know what? When he's done with it, he has the right to. You know, the system is there, and that's fine. I'm not going to complain about the system. That's the way the system, they negotiated, and he can move around. Good. Okay. Now, here's what we're going to do. Next half hour is going to be Koa Farmer and Tommy Stevens. Then Keith Smith from RealGM.com. Is going to join us at 4:05. And then the final half hour, Amani Oyewariye and Trace McSorley. So we put together another boring show for you. But that's just what we do. In fact, John and I every day wake up, text each other, say, how can we make the show more boring? I don't know. Let's get the Penn State starting quarterback on. He says, yeah, okay, great. Let's go from there. I think that we fit all the criteria that you outlined for boring today, wouldn't it, Sean?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Like, I get for comments you. Like that, and I don't even have to leave the house.
I can imagine that. Yeah. Yes, yes, I can imagine. So that's where we are. Okay. And we'll talk a little bit more about LeBron, a little bit more about the Phillies. It's one thing. This is where baseball is right now. We have 162 games. Okay, baseball has now gone through a cycle where when baseball started this season, you had the Final Four going on in college basketball. Okay. Then after the Final Four, you had the NBA playoffs start. Then the Stanley Cup playoffs started. Then the NBA finished. Okay, Stanley Cup finished before the NBA. Okay, then you had the NBA draft. Then you have, of course, the NFL had its draft, OTAs, and now NBA free agency. Exactly where is baseball vaulted to the front of the news cycle? I mean, I was just talking about the Phillies. Phillies fans have to be thrilled, and I like their team. I do. I mean, they've got to be a buyer before this month is out. They could slip in one veteran talent somewhere. Make them even a little bit better? Wow. But they've got to be a buyer. Right now, they would be in the wild card game at Chicago. That's where they are.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And great to have you with us today. Brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Now, you get to this stage in life, and it's tough when you know people and they pass. One was expected, one was unexpected. The legendary basketball writer Jim O'Connell. And Ock spoke to Mike. Ock and Mike Breen came to my class to speak to them at a guest lecture a few years ago. They were awesome. Then I've run into Ock along the way many times. Last time I saw him was the Final Four in Dallas. But he's had a series of ailments. And Jim was really one of those guys where, you know, he was the past president of the U.S. Basketball Writers Association, Hall of Famer in 2002. He won the Kurt Gowdy Award from the Hall of Fame. Passed away at the age of 64. You want to talk about a guy who's a great guy. And he was a great writer, and he got information. And that, of course, is Jim O'Connell, and he passed away at 64 today. And the other guy I knew that passed away, did you see there was a series of flash floods in Des Moines, Iowa? On what, Saturday, I think? Friday, Saturday? Did you see that?
Over the weekend, yeah.
One guy died. And I knew him. Larry Kotler, who most recently has been the play-by-play voice of Drake Basketball, he has had a talk show in Des Moines for 35 years. I probably have been on his show, I don't know, 40, 50 times because of all the Iowa Penn State games and so forth. You know, he called me up, he goes, "Hey, Jonesy Kotler." You know, that's how he'd call me up and say. And of course, I'd see him when I go out to Iowa and so forth. He was in his van, got swept up in the flash flood. Called 911, obviously in a panic, and then but they found his body a significant distance away from the van. Oh, man. He said, I wasn't surprised about Ock dying, because, I mean, Jim had some health problems. But Larry was doing great. Last time I talked to Larry, he couldn't have been doing any better. So that's tough. That's tough. Larry's 66, and Ock was 64. Wow. All right. We promised some players for you. This half hour, Coa Farmer, Tommy Stevens. Next half hour, Amani Oyewariye and Trace McSorley. So Coa Farmer had a chance before Lift for Life to talk to the media, including about LeBron James.
He's going to open more eyes this year.
You said you came in with him. What's different about him now than before when you guys came in? Everyone changed.
I think being more mature, watching more film. Yeah. I think both of us had we didn't really, no one knows when we're coming, what college football is about. And it kind of just hits you. You're kind of just thrown in the fire. Especially in the summer. These guys just came here. Like, you could tell. Like, you know, you think back, like, I mean, I was one of those guys. Yeah. I think when guys like John Reed, when John Reed got here, he watched the most film, more than the older guys on the team, and I think that's why he played. And I think that's why I always tell guys, you guys got to watch film. Film is all, that's your greatest. When you're not doing schoolwork, just lay in bed for an hour before you go to sleep and just watch some film. And I think that's what's going to be the big difference for me.
How excited are you to see him kind of take over one of those corner spots? He played a lot last year.
Yeah.
To take it over full-time with Christian and Brantley.
I mean, honestly, I consider that third corner a starter.
Yeah.
I mean, because they pretty much get the same reps. It's just who's in first.
Right.
But I think he's going to do the same thing as he did last year, even better.
Thanks,
cool. No problem.
So what happens if LeBron goes to L.A.?
honestly.
Because what does this do for your guy Kobe? What does this do for Kobe? If he goes to L.A. and wins the championship.
it would be crazy. I tweeted it. You probably follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I always retweet Kobe stuff.
Yeah.
But that would be crazy. I know his son, his family's going to live in L.A. because his son's going to high school right next to my house.
Oh, really?
He's going to Sierra Canyon. He bought a house in L.A. So Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think we're going to get somebody. I think we're going to get, we might get Kawhi Leonard. I'm pretty sure we'll get Paul George. But if we get Bron, that'll be crazy. That's crazy. But we're going to be back on top soon.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's this spring and the summer been like for you?
Teaching these guys, these younger linebackers, you know, the playbook, watching more film together, being on the field together, you know, kind of building that chemistry, you know. I think it's, you know, we have fun together too, so I think we have a lot of time off. You know, we take like one class in the summer, so it's a lot of football.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel, I hope this doesn't come off as, you look like a linebacker right now.
Yeah.
Like, it looks like you've really finally transformed your body over into the role. How do you feel, and what's that been like for you, that, you know, coming into this year?
I think it's my genetics finally kicked in. I had my mom's genes this whole time. My dad's genes is finally kicking in. But I think it's, I've just been working hard. I've just been lifting, getting stronger, getting faster. I think, especially playing in the box, you got to be strong. You can't, you know, you got to be physical. And I think your biggest asset is to be strong, you know, and be physical. And that's what I've been working on this summer.
What do you like about playing the wheel?
You're around the ball a lot more. You're literally in the mix in every play. You can be on, I'm going to try to be on every tackle, get a half a tackle, two half a tackles, that's one tackle. So I think just being around the football more, it's fun. It's especially when you're a faster guy in the boundary, I think it's your biggest asset, you know, because you go again. I'm going against Gonzo at practice. He's not touching me at practice. I'm faster than him. He ain't catching me. So I think, you know, that's, I just have fun out there. I just use my speed to my ability, and, you know, I think when I use my speed in the boundary, it's just my biggest asset. I make plays.
Talk How about, have you helped Cam kind of get adjusted with the Sam? Because, I mean, you know it. He's played it a little, but
yeah. Sam's a very, Cam's a very mature football player. I think, you know, I just critique him little things in there that I saw, and we just talk about it. And he does the same thing with me at Will. I think that's what's good about our team. Like, we always talk about what we see, if I was in the same position, what would you do? And even with, like, when we go against the offense, like, Trace always asks me, like, what coverage was that? We always talk about things like that. But I think that's what me and Cam do the most, is we critique each other.
How does that help you? Because you two are pretty close, and Trace. Kind of with that give and take.
Yeah, that's my boy. But it gets competitive when we're out there. I try to trick him. That's why when we're in the summer, we're always having fun with each other. We're kind of, you know, we always say, like, we always talk mess with each other. Like, I always wink at Trace. Well, I got something for you. You about to throw a pick right here. Always, you know, it's fun. I love that dude. I mean, going against Juwan, too, it gets competitive. It's fun. I remember a couple practices ago, we were doing 7-on-7. Shorter just got here.
Yeah.
And Shorter was trying to test Amani out. And just stuff like that. You know what I mean? It's competitive out there. It's fun. And it's yeah.
Who won that battle?
Yeah, yo, Amani will be out here. You'll ask him about it.
I'll ask him about that.
Talk about your journey. I mean, you've been here a while, and now this is a nationally prominent, national title contender. The last 5 years, you've seen a lot of things kind of change here.
Yeah, I think that's why I came here. I mean, I took that leap from California. I'm never been here, only on my visit, committed on my visit. I mean, you can just tell this is a special place. You know, when I came here, my family's here today, actually, too. I just remember Coach Franklin just wanted to take this place to heights, and it's amazing where we came from. I mean, you know, we had sanctions, we went to Ireland, we played in the Pinstripe Bowl, we played the Rose Bowl, we played the Fiesta Bowl. It's just amazing where we're going higher and higher and higher. And I think that's what this university is about.
What about being part of that? I mean, you're one of the older guys that's kind of been from the beginning.
Yeah.
And, you know, you just mentioned that game in Ireland. It seems like 15 years ago.
Right. I think it's fun, man. I mean, it's an honor to be here. I think it's a privilege to be here. This universe, I mean, I always go home, and I'm always wearing my Penn State gear at home, and people always think me, and I'm all the way in California. I went to Hawaii last year, and I'm getting things in Hawaii. And what are the odds of that? I mean, it's just crazy how much this university does to this, you know, this nation.
You were friends with McSorley. What makes him so special? I mean, you know, he's not the biggest guy, not the strongest arm. All he does is win and make plays.
He's very humble. I mean, he just works hard, keeps his head down, and he's just a very mature football player. But I think the approach Trace took since he got here is just, he's just been very mature. I mean, watches a lot of film, was behind Hack, you know, learned a lot from Hack. And when he got his chance in the Georgia game, you know, he did his thing. He was prepared for that moment, and he just built from that.
A lot of people, Cole, will say that maybe the linebackers are kind of the biggest question headed into this year. What would be your response to that? Why would you say maybe that isn't the case, or what have you seen that leads you to believe maybe it's not?
I would argue that we have the most athletic, explosive, fast unit since I've been here. We got me, we got Cam, we got Jarvis, we got Daylon, we got Micah, I think we're just fat. We're just athletic, man. I think, you know, the game of football is obviously changing, but I think, you know, those guys, our unit, the linebacker unit, is just, I think, since I've been here, even with Mike Hull and B. Bell and all those guys, I think to this day, we've been the most athletic unit. I think, you know, I mean, you'll see when we run on the field, like, it's going to be like, it's going to look like we're moving like safeties. Like, mm-hmm. I think, you know, that's what it's about right now. So I think that's good.
And that's the key part, by the way, is that last part. He had been a safety, moved to linebacker. He brings safety skills and safety speed to a linebacking spot. Cam Brown brings length to a linebacking spot. You mentioned Micah Parsons, same thing. Great athlete at the will linebacker. Jesse Lucchetta. When he starts playing, you're going to like him too. All right. So we'll take a break. That's step one. Now, by the way, the first player he was talking about, just for reference, he was talking about John Reed, getting John Reed back. John Reed is in great shape right now. Great shape. All right. We will come back. Tommy Stevens in a moment as we continue on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Great to have you with us today here in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We've already heard from Koa Farmer. Now let's hear from the guy that was labeled on the depth chart before the Fiesta Bowl as the lion position. The versatility of Tommy Stevens is going to figure prominently in this season. So in this offseason, what has he been working on?
I'm out here catching. I'll catch balls. I'll catch balls in the jugs. Really just do whatever I can. It's not like a thing that anybody's like told me to do, I guess. Kind of just like I'm out here having fun whenever we do football stuff. So do whatever I can. I guess, you know, it really helps for me that when I was growing up, I played running back. I played a little bit of receiver when I was growing up, too. So those things, I guess, kind of come a little bit natural to me. So it's just trying to play football and have fun however I can.
Is there anything you can tell us about what happened to you? I know Coach Franklin is kind of keeps quiet on a lot of these things.
Yeah.
Can you give us in general terms? I mean, we saw you kind of in a boot.
I was in a boot. That's all I'm allowed to tell you guys.
I tried not to put you on this one.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm allowed to, but it's lower body injury.
That whole lion position, what is that still your position, or you just view yourself as a quarterback who does other stuff?
That's a good question. I think so. I think I'm going to appear on the roster as the lion. I don't exactly know what it means either, but I think that what you said, a quarterback that can do multiple things, is a good explanation of it.
What do you expect out of that this year? As far as last year, we saw you in a couple of games in that position. Do you think it might expand, or what do you expect out of it this year?
I think with, you know, the production that we lost out of Saquon, Mike, Deshaun, I think obviously, you know, somebody's got to increase and take more of the reps. So I'm expecting my role to increase, but, you know, within the, you know, restraints of the offense. However, Coach Ronnie and the offensive staff decide to use me, I'm going to, you know, work as hard as I can and try to be as successful as I can in that role.
Can you, some of the guys who maybe impressed you during, you know, some of the workouts that you guys have been to, maybe some people that perhaps aren't on our radar, or maybe who we're talking about?
I think, you know, with the newest class, first of all, the classes, they get bigger every time. Like every year, I mean, these kids get even bigger, so I mean, it's ridiculous. But I spend the most time, obviously, with Will Levis, working out with him. So big, strong, athletic, very, very talented kid. So I mean, I was impressed with him and the way that he's been working, and, you know, I'm excited for his future.
Do you think Miles Sanders is ready to step up, and what have you seen from him this offseason?
I think Miles has been ready. Even last season, when Saquon was here, you know, he's, as you guys know, he's very talented. And so, you know, now finally being able to step into this role and be able to take it and hopefully run with it. I'm excited for him. I know he's going to do well. Can't say enough good things about Miles. He's, you know, big, strong, fast, and he's going to do a great job this year.
What are you hoping?
Justin Shorter's only been here a little bit, but what have you seen? Because physically, he certainly passes the eye test.
Yeah, the first thing that pops out, obviously, when you look at Justin is, you know, he's a big, strong, fast kid, kind of like I was just saying about Miles. and really will for that matter. I mean, this, like I said, these classes, they just keep getting bigger and stronger and faster. So, but yeah, Justin, he's an athletic freak. Definitely looks the part. He's only been here for a week, so we haven't got to work with him too much. And the way that we were working out this week, I didn't exactly get to see him a whole lot. So, but the times I did see him, he looked great. And another guy that I'm excited about.
What are you hoping to show as a quarterback this year? What have you been working on? What do you hope that you can exhibit this year as far as growth?
I think, you know, for me, I've been working on, you know, some more things that I did in previous summers, continuing to try to develop as a passer. But whether that's getting to show it in games or whether I'm taking handoffs, catching passes, I mean, whatever it is that I'm doing, I'm going to try to do it with my best ability. So as far as what do I expect for it, you know, it'd be sweet to throw 10 touchdowns this year. But, you know, as far as realistic expectations, I'm not sure. But, you know, whatever is asked of me, I'll, you know, give it 100% and try my best.
What's the vibe like in that QB room? Because you guys, I mean, you have a lot of players in there and a lot of very good players. How competitive is it? How supportive of you guys or of each other are you guys? Can you take us through that a little bit?
We've got a lot of characters as well, to add to that.
What do you mean by characters?
Just, you know, guys that are fun to be around. You know, we all enjoy being around each other. We enjoy, you know, spending time with each other. You know, like you said, very competitive group. A lot of, we share similar interests as far as, you know, what we do on and off the field. Just a, you know, great group of guys to be around, and you know, the competitive nature that we have. You know, we see, you know, some of these things that come out about the other quarterback rooms around the country. It's hard for us to believe there's a better one around in the country, but you know, there's a lot of good teams out there. But you know, like you said, we're very competitive, and we think that we're the best. So,
how's that changed the quarterback room since you came in? I mean, it's different. Old coach is now the new coach again. Mm-hmm. New people, you know, where are the big changes to that?
I think the biggest change is numbers. You know, when I first got here, there was four of us, being, you know, Christian, Trace, and Billy. So now, you know, we've got a lot more numbers in there. It's, I guess, maybe just, you know, as time has went on, I've gotten more comfortable with being, you know, in the room, more comfortable with the, you know, material that's, you know, being gone over. So I'm a lot more comfortable in the room now than I once was. But I'd say the biggest thing is just numbers, a lot more voices, a lot more opinions.
So what's the scouting report on Tommy Stevens?
I'm trying to figure it out, too. I'd like
That's
to know.
Funny.
I don't know. I think that, I guess, if I were a defensive coordinator scouting against me, I would say that I guess I'm a big, strong kid that can run, catch, and throw. So.
Rank order of skills. What's your best? Your first, second, third, run, pass, catch, throw?
Oh, man, that's – I don't know.
A little introspection.
I honestly have no idea. I've never really thought about it. I think that, you know, first, obviously I'm a quarterback, so I'd say that, you know, rating my passing skills is the best. Being a dual-threat quarterback, I'd put running as my second, and catching the ball as my third, probably.
Your dad kind of said that, I guess, little brother wants to be a quarterback now, probably because of you.
Yeah, maybe.
So what do you kind of teach him, or where do you start with that? Because obviously he's playing all over the place,
right,
too.
I got to go home this past weekend. I was actually able to work out with him as a quarterback for the first time that I had in my life. And when my dad first told me that he was playing quarterback, I was shocked. He was the last person I thought that would become a quarterback, but I'm sure my dad probably thought the same thing about me.
He did.
And so, but no, he throws the ball better than I did at that age. He's more athletic than I was at that age. I hope he doesn't ever see this, but you know, he's very talented. You know, he throws the ball really well. I'm excited for him, 'cause I think he's, you know, eventually he's gonna be better than me.
We talked a little bit with Trace in the spring about what he wanted to work on was consistency in his footwork and those kind of like little things. How do you do that over the summer when you don't have constant contact with your quarterback's coach, with your offensive coordinator? What's that like on the individual to work on those really small things?
I think it's big with really our leadership skills and being able to set up things without, you know, the coaches being here. So, you know, for example, we'll whenever we do our like running workouts, we'll you know, individually set up 7-on-7 stuff, and so we'll get out here, we'll throw, and taking game like reps, even though there's not contact, is probably the biggest thing that will help with, you know, consistency, and really helping the younger guys learn the offense. That helps the leadership role, but just taking reps on reps is the only way to get better. And so we try to replicate that and get as many reps as we can.
Can you explain Fortnite to me? Because on Twitter, it seems like you're pretty good.
I'm not as good as you'd think, I guess. Yeah. I only show the good clips, not the bad.
Okay, good.
So, but no, I mean, it's a game that is obviously very popular. A lot of the guys on the team play, and it's just, you know, something we, I guess we can get our mind off of football with. So whenever we're out of here after all the workouts, some of the guys will get online and play the game a little bit, but obviously not too much because we don't want to take our focus off the main goal. So
thanks, Tommy.
Tommy Stevens. He'll be a critical part of what Penn State wants to do in the upcoming season. Next half hour, Amani Oyewariye and starting quarterback Trace McSorley. Today's show brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Key Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.